Hello and welcome to the Advertising Standards Authority for Ireland podcast. The ASAI have just unveiled their new Code of Standards for Advertising and Marketing Communications in Ireland. Orla Toomey is the Assistant Chief Executive of the ASAI and she joins me now. Firstly, can you give us a brief overview of the changes to the code?
Well, just to put a bit of context around the code first, it covers marketing communications in all media. So from the print and outdoor ads that you see, the television ads that you see, the radio ads you hear, right through to leaflets posted through your door and to the great variety of online ads that you see and hear. Since 2009, we've actually extended the remit of the code three times in relation to digital advertising. Firstly, to advertisers' own websites, then to social media and to the posts that brands post themselves on their own media pages, and also to online behavioural advertising. But this new code is a result of a complete review of the whole code and the whole remit. So the main changes are in relation to, we've introduced new sections for gambling and e-cigarettes, and we have also introduced new rules for food and health advertisements, as well as introducing rules for general rules and misleading and environmental claims. And we've also done some restructuring just to make the code a bit more user-friendly.
With gambling and e-cigarettes, what kind of changes are we looking at?
Well, essentially, across both of the product categories, a requirement, obviously, to advertise responsibly and not to direct ads at children, either through the choice of media or through the content of the ads itself. In relation to gambling, we've introduced rules that require advertisers not to imply that gambling can be used as an alternative to work. And in relation to e-cigarettes, rules, for example, like that the ads shouldn't glamorise tobacco or smoking in general.
This kind of campaign has been very successful within the drinks industry. Are you hoping to have the same success with gambling?
Well, obviously, there is a current requirement in for alcohol advertising to have responsibility messaging, and the same will be true for gambling advertising. And I think it's just by putting it up front and centre. It's not that there is it's a specific problem in this area, but gambling and e-cigarettes have become more visible and there are societal concerns, and we think it's right to address those concerns with rules for these specific product categories.
So for somebody in an agency who's writing an ad, a copywriter is writing away and they need clarification on the code, what should they do?
Well, the code will be on ASAI.ie as well as a document outlining all the different changes. But we are at the end of a telephone line, and if anyone has a query on a particular concept that they're thinking of or on the rules in general, they can always phone us.
I think it's something that a lot of people don't necessarily remember that they can do. I know we write stuff in here all the time and it isn't something that you think of. You generally think, oh God, I got to go to the code, I got to go to whatever page in the code, and it could take an hour to do it. So it's as simple as just picking up the phone
up the phone or sending us an email with the concept, and we will always endeavour to come back with a response within 24 hours. In some cases, we may need to seek further information, but it's a free and confidential, non-binding service for the industry.
And it's a great service to have, but again, just to remind people that they can and should make use of it.
Absolutely.
On the other side, if the general public want to make a complaint, what's the process for that?
Well, complaints can be made through our website, asai.ie, or by post or by fax. And essentially, when we receive a complaint, we get a copy of the ad and we assess it against the code rules. If it's not within remit, for example, if the complaint is about editorial material, we'll explain to the complainant why it's not something we can deal with. But if it is within remit and we consider that there's a case to investigate, we will ask the advertiser for their comments. We'll send them a copy of the complaint without identifying the consumer complainant and ask for their comments. And once we receive those comments, we reassess the complaint and the ad in light of the comments at that stage, and a number of different things can happen. We can decide that we don't consider that there's a case for further investigation, and if this is the case, we will explain to complainants why we're not proposing further investigation. If they're unhappy with it, they can ask us to review it, and we will ask our complaints committee to review the papers. In some cases, media or an advertiser may be aware that they've made a mistake and they'll withdraw the advertisement or they'll amend it. And in these cases, unless there is a significant issue of principle under the code, we would deal with it informally. And then for the other cases, we would prepare a report to go to the complaints committee for formal adjudication. And under fair process, both complainants and advertisers can comment on this draft recommendation, and the complaints committee will take account of the executive's recommendation and any comments they receive.
It's not just a case of you looking after somebody makes a complaint. You do spend a lot of time looking at ads on an ongoing basis as well.
We do. We have a structured monitoring programme where we will take a particular sector or a particular media. For example, we might look at all national newspapers for a particular week or all radio ads over a particular weekend, and we'll assess them against our code. if we feel that there is a question to ask about it, we will contact the advertiser and we will set out the particular code section and ask for their comments. Or if we feel it is actually absolutely in breach of the code, we'll point that out to them. Generally speaking, advertisers will work with us and amend the copy as we request. And where they don't, it goes for formal adjudication by the Complaints Committee.
And to be fair to most advertisers, they generally work within the code.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, it is the case, and our monitoring has shown 98-99% compliance with the code, which I think is very high. So it does show that the standards are high, yes. But we obviously are there to provide a service for when people are concerned about advertising.
How many complaints do you get from the general public, say, on an annual basis, and how many are upheld then following the complaints?
Well, it does vary from year to year. Mm. Sometimes there are campaigns which generate more complaints, but we generally get between 12 and 1500 complaints a year. And this is usually about 900 to 1000 advertisements. And of that, about 100 advertisements a year are found in breach of the code.
Substantial enough. And from an advertiser's point of view, if they have to go and change the ad, whether it's a radio ad or a print ad, that can be costly enough. So
it's very costly. I mean, it can be very costly for advertisers. But when you take 100 ads against all the ads that are published on a yearly basis, it's not a substantial number of ads in breach of the code.
It's the first major update in the code in 7 years, although there have been updates along the way. That the plan now is to continually update?
We will do more mini updates. Mm. For example, we will take particular sections and just do a check to see whether there's any legislation that it's affecting it. Are there areas that society are concerned with, or industry or government? What's happened in other European countries and further afield? So yes, we will do more mini updates, because I suppose advertising as an industry evolves so fast now, and society itself evolves so fast.
Okay, so if people want a copy of the code to download, or they want any more details?
The details will be on asai.ie.
So if they want any more information on the code, asai.ie. Orla Toomey, Assistant Chief Executive of the ASAI, thanks for coming in today.